Jane Austen, good morning to you. The Cadbury announcement yesterday from Tony Abbott, will the Labor Party match that if you're elected?
Look, obviously I can't make a decision about whether the Labor Party will match it or not. I was with the Deputy Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, yesterday, and he was asked the same question of by the media on the Cadbury's announcement, and he said he was very happy to have a look at that. Obviously, the Cadbury's is an iconic organisation in Tasmania. I think we've all got fond memories of visiting Cadbury's at some stage, and obviously there's jobs attached to it, so I'd be very happy to have a look at that proposal, yes.
Of course, it's a difficult one, because if you're new to Tasmania, you've never seen it open on a weekend and you've never had a factory tour. Do you think it's a tourist opportunity that we're missing at the moment?
Look, I think it is. It's really important that we do look at everything that brings people to Tasmania. But I mean, I've actually, my former father-in-law worked there for about 20 years. It's head of the drafting department. It's actually, again, a business that's got connections to our family. But also as a teacher, it's a place that I used to take kids on excursions to. And I think listening this morning, it might actually be able to support the dairy industry as well. So I think absolutely we should be looking at those ideas.
The taxi driver survey that we did this morning out the front, you can see the taxi rank just out there. Jobs seem to be the issue of the morning. Your party's campaigning on jobs and growth, amongst other things, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but the record in Tasmania is the worst in the country. How can you do both, have a record that looks at its ears and yet say that that's what you're all about?
Look, I don't think there's any problem with saying that's what we're all about. You know, obviously Tasmania's got the highest unemployment rate at the moment of 8.4%, but the Federal Labor Government, when you look broadly, we've created close to 1 million jobs. But when you're actually talking about that on the doors in Tasmania, when you're door knocking, it's a hard conversation to actually have. And people have been having very open and frank conversations with me about tomorrow and what they can do tomorrow, what they can do today. I spoke to a guy yesterday who actually isn't even in a position to pay his mortgage because he's lost his job. So it's a very, very important part of my campaign and the Labor campaign. Now, since I've been pre-selected, I've worked really closely with the former Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, about jobs. She said at the stage I spoke to her last year, I was one of the only candidates really working hard door knocking for the Labor Party around Australia. And she said, Jane, what are you hearing? And I said, it's jobs, you know. So she said, well, what do you think we need to do? And the Jobs and Skills Expo that we had in March this year was a product of that conversation. We'd seen 600 jobs in Shoalhaven, and we had 220 plus jobs delivered out of that Jobs and Skills Expo. There's OfficeMax, there's Vodafone, but we also need to look at other enablers for jobs. And so that's where I think in particular two things. We've got a Jobs and Growth Plan, $100 million Jobs and Growth Plan, but we have to look at enablers like the National Broadband Network to look at other ways we can work, more flexible ways of working, other industries that we might actually be able to crack as a result of that, and also building up the strength of our children, our young people in education.
It's been an interesting campaign, some interesting billboards going up. We might talk to you about that in a little while from now as more of our candidates join us. Jane Austen, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much for the invitation, Leon.